This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company. We were called this week by the U.S. Supreme Court.
We've got a problem. The presidential election hangs by a few hundred chads. But what gets recounted and under what rules? And who makes the decisions? The counties or the states? The legislature or the court? We don't know where to start.
Don't let the irrelevant details confuse you. There is a definite pattern here. Remember that Kennedy was accused of stealing the election. Nixon pleaded, "I'm not a crook." Reagan was surrounded by scandals, and Clinton was impeached.
Your point is?
The presidency is not an office. It's a federal offense. Why else would there be metal fences around the White House and guards everywhere the president goes? That's why this election is being argued in the courts. To solve the election dilemmas, you have to determine who is guilty of presidency.
Any lead on a motive for either one to commit an act of presidency?
A raid on the Supreme Court, drilling in a wildlife refuge or two, tax breaks for friends? We haven't narrowed it down yet. Maybe just illusions of leadership?
All right. Well, let's question the first suspect.
Mr. Gore, do you recognize any of these Florida ballots?
Those aren't ballots. Those are computer wiring diagrams.
Oh, well, they look like Florida ballots. Okay, how about these? Each ballot has two presidential votes. Do you agree that they have to be disqualified?
Well, you should count them for me. In some Florida counties, Buchanan was my running mate.
Let's turn to you, Mr. Bush. Isn't it suspicious that the election mess is in the state where your brother is governor?
Nope. He couldn't have influenced this. I'm the smart one in the family. I'm better at pronunciation.
Now let's ask about these hanging chads.
Don't blame me. In Texas, we give them lethal injections.
How about pregnant chads?
Well, that's what happens when you allow gay marriages.
Here's a question for both of you. Have either of you ever committed an act of courageous leadership that would disqualify you from this sordid affair?
Yes. For 3 weeks, I fussed and whined and polarized this country.
Me too. Sometimes you have to destroy a country in order to lead it.
This is a difficult case. Both of these ne'er-do-wells are serious suspects for committing presidency, but either one of them could get off on a technicality. We will have to carefully consider all the constitutional ramifications of our decision here. Who has a quarter? Call it in the air.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company with a confession. If it sounds like this election has been produced by too many Hollywood writers who couldn't agree on an ending, you're right. The whole thing is just another reality TV episode gone awry. Somebody was supposed to have gotten voted off the island by now.